This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys, and welcome to Access All Areas. And yes, we are very much live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collins.
Hello, Ellen. She forgot what her name was.
I woke up. How are you? Enjoying the sun?
I'm good, girl. I'm loving the old sun.
So good.
It's made a difference. Long may it continue, but more on the weather, guys, later. Now, as always, you know that I always bring you a jam-packed show. And this evening, well, it's no different. We're being joined by, and fresh out of the villa, we have got Love Islander Manveer giving us all the goss and all the tea on what is going down in old Villa of Love. And then I've literally just come off of a pre-record with TikTok sensations Jack and Sorrel. So, guys, it is a show and a half. Now, for the lovely fans out there that tune in, week out, and know what Access All Areas is all about, you will know by now, we always start with a little bit of showbiz gossip, a little bit of tea, and we chew the cud and talk all things celeb. This week, I've got the lovely Stella in the studio.
Ooh.
Stel, how are you, darling?
I'm good, thank you. Always lovely to be back.
You too. We love a little bit of showbiz, Stella.
Yes. Yes, we do. And in the world of showbiz, it's a Love Island takeover.
Yes.
That's what's going on at the moment. Everyone's talking about it because everyone wasn't sure how this series was going to go. Mm-hmm. But it's delivering some interesting conversations. So we're going to start off with Joey Essex.
Yep.
And a lot of people at first, when he entered the villa, everyone was like, shock, horror, had us gagged.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, okay, do you really need to be here? I think it's time you kind of respectfully left. And the reason that is because there's a girl called, he was coupled up with a girl called Samantha, and they seem to be getting on well, but she did come across like a bit of a Towie super fan, and he was just like, whoa, like, calm down.
Yeah.
And now another person's come in, another bombshell called Grace, and it's apparent her and Joey had history, and now they've kind of rekindled that in the villa, which meant last night's episode, Samantha went home.
So
a lot of people are just a bit like, was this a setup? Is it this? Is it that?
Because I've seen a lot of stuff on social talking about it, but I've not seen any of it. So is that what all this? Because there's a let's not beat around the bush. There's uproar on social media.
Yes,
people are pissed off.
Remember
last week we were saying that like we thought Samantha was obsessed with Joey Essex just because he was from Towie or whatever. And I do feel like she had a lot more feelings for him.
Yeah.
But it looks this week like actually her feelings run deeper than what it initially looked like.
Was it deeper than Towie?
I feel so, yeah. Pretty much
so, yeah.
Yeah, I feel so because she was really distraught.
Yeah.
Basically, his ex-girlfriend came in as a bombshell and he's just hooked up with her.
So did he, in the nicest possible way, not being, is the word misogynist? I'm not saying I'm not.
Yeah.
But did he sack Samantha off for the new girl?
More or less. And I feel like every girl could kind of relate with, you know, when you have like a not even a girl, like a universal feeling, a gut feeling when we know that something isn't right.
When it's in your gut, it's in your gut.
And all the signs, even from a viewer perspective, were all there. But it's just like she's ignoring it and it's just like,
And it's awful to when you're in it, it's
of
awful. I've not seen it on the show.
Yeah.
But like you say, Stella, you're so right. You kind of, especially women.
Yeah.
I mean, I love a woman, not like that. Sorry, girls. I'm firmly on the other bus. I can hear the arts breaking across the UK. But I think that women have a stronger intuition than men.
Yeah.
And I think a woman's intuition is never wrong. So when you start, and me and my girls that talk, like whether it's on a group chat or we're sat having a bottle of Kylie wine, not a spawn, but Kylie, I know you listen, darling. Get involved. When you get to a point of, and obviously this ain't about Love Island now, but you go, oh, is he cheating on me? I think the minute that thoughts comes in your head,
that
thoughts come from somewhere. Girls aren't like illogical and just erratic.
Yeah,
not
totally.
Crazy.
No.
Yeah, exactly. And we've been labelled crazy for so many years. But it was also like hard to watch because like he was saying one thing but doing another.
Literally.
And it was almost
in what
like,
way?
Well, she was like, oh, you're more into Grace than you are me now. I can see you're spending more time with her, whatever. And he was like, no, I want to get to know you both.
Exactly.
But he totally dropped her. So the it was off.
Exactly. And he'd be saying to Grace one minute, like, I've missed your lips, I've missed you.
But so are like, they exes, are they?
I don't even know what to call it. I don't know if it was a situationship, relationship, because it was kind of long distance. So that's why it
you're being polite,
out.
It was a shag.
Literally. It's giving ex on the beach, like, they hooked up once or twice and then, like, it just fizzled out. And it's just like they've come back and it's just like rekindling that summer romance. But I'm thinking,
and it
but
was
when you
looking
leave,
steamy, wasn't it? So they got taken to a different house, almost like Casa Amor, but only three couples got taken to the house.
Okay.
So the girls got to choose which guy to bring, or was it? And they went away from all of the other islanders, and that's where Joey and Grace were hooking up mad. And I've seen the headlines the next day. Apparently, producers had to really cut out loads of their saucy antics.
Do you reckon the train was going in the tunnel?
Oh, yeah.
There was no train strike that night.
No train strike. Everything was on time.
So what's the alleged... you have to say alleged. You know I'm the queen of alleged, guys. what's the situation where social media is calling things a fix now? What parts are fixed?
Because it just seems a bit like, you know when something just seems a bit convenient?
Yeah.
Just seems
as very... in what, that this new girl's come?
Yeah,
so she's a late arrival.
Yeah, late arrival. Okay. They have history and literally within like an episode, they're back together again. It's
and
just
then
like...
the other girl's now gone, Samantha.
Yeah, so it just seems
all
like...
in a day?
Yeah, literally within
very
a space
quick.
Of a day.
Fuck a duck.
Literally. So it just seems, was this or like is this a setup? Because like even fans can even tell that like Joey Essex is making it to that final. It just looks very obvious. He is not going anywhere anytime soon. So it's like whether he will win, debatable, but final probably.
Do you know when she first came in as well, they were playing a game of what's that pink, what's the ball,
beer pong?
Beer pong.
What's that ball? Like, I know that she looks at me like, I've ever played a ball. Well, I've played a couple of ball games in my life.
What do these kids play these days? But they were playing that and he had to do a three-way kiss. He didn't even pick Samantha.
I know, yeah.
He didn't even pick Samantha for that kiss.
So she weren't even in the freeway.
No, not even. Everyone's just like, he did not like that girl for real.
He just moved
literally.
Yeah, within 10 minutes of that Grace walking in the villa, he was
done. Samantha who?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She's gone and now she's probably on her easy jet home.
Yes, literally. Hopefully we'll get her in here next week.
Producer, guys, let's reach out to Samantha.
We need the goss from her.
Yeah, so yeah, she'll have a lot to say. So in the
already done. Producer, yes, is in my ear. Samantha ain't even touched down at Luton yet, and we're in the emails. Amazing. I love it.
So in the world of Strictly, so the last time I was here, we spoke about Giovanni, how it wasn't sure that he was coming back. Well, BBC did like the lineup of the official Strictly stars coming back, and Giovanni's name wasn't mentioned. So it was like, that confirms it without them doing like a big statement. But head judge Shirley Ballas called Giovanni a perfect gentleman following the bullying allegations. Heavy on the allegations, because he's still very much like, this is completely false and I'm going to clear my name. So it's a very, because I've seen some celebs like really strongly defending and others be like, so it's very,
it's a tough one,
who knows?
Isn't it? Because it is like, you can't say, you can look at it both ways, right? Like, he could be completely like, why is it people trying to get me off this show? Like, what's going on? But also, four girls, is it four or three?
Yeah, I think four girls,
And
then a guy
connected.
Has even spoken out as well. Unnamed guy has spoken out saying that, it's completely true. So it's like,
But maybe he's good to some people and not good to other, allegedly. Like, you're not going to be the same character to every person you meet in your life.
And I can imagine as well, in the world of dance anyway, that like, it's a competitive sport and sometimes that brings out that spirit in people that might be harsh to others, and it can be seen in a way that's a bit like, oh, like you're a bit too much. But I think it depends down to the individual. Really.
That's it. It could be a personality clash as well. Because some people, like, I know if I was learning to dance, I'd be quite sensitive, like, to hard work.
Don't make me do anything.
I don't like work.
Can
it's
we have
hard.
A break? Please, I'm so tired.
So, has anyone really. Because he hasn't come out of a statement, has he? Or he's not done an interview as such.
No, interviews, but
another one, producer. Let's reach out to Giovanni.
Yeah.
What's the alleged situation in terms of what people are saying? So you girls said that there's now four girls come out and a guy. I've seen bits on the room, and obviously, we've all given, you know, I live and breathe social media. What is the nuts and bolts of the issue or the alleged
So basically, it's just that when it comes to training, comes to training, and it comes, they do the big show on Saturday, like in the training room, it's just very, it's giving militant, as in like, do this, do that. Very kind of like harsh.
So it's very hot. It's hardcore.
It's like a harsh environment. So like no bants, no kind of laughs, just very.
Some of them felt it was bullying behavior. Yes. He's saying, it's my training style. This is how I've been trained.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like maybe he pushes people who he feels can do better.
Yeah.
Maybe he pushes them more.
Yeah.
Because then surely, like, he's hardly going to be pushing her to the brink. Do you know, she's an older lady.
Yeah.
So maybe he feels like the fitter people, maybe.
Exactly. And it's funny because with Rose Ayling Ellis, who won in 2021, I think, she said nothing but kind words about him. But it's also because with her being deaf, there's another way of him training her that obviously that works. So, yeah, I think maybe it's just an individual case by case. Yeah.
I mean, it is a tricky one because I kind of, like you say, Stella, I mean, I've never been a professional dancer.
I don't believe it for one second.
I would love a little bit of Strictly. The spray turn, the lycra on a Saturday night. Me slut dropping in L Street. Lovely. There's a Mackie D's opposite. I'll slut drop. Get myself some nuggets on the way home. Bit of Tommy Kane to sweet us out. Lovely. But because I've never been brought up being a professional dancer, obviously, a lot of dancers start out at 3 or 4 doing ballet. And I know that it's, and a lot of people don't, they're like, oh, it's just dance. It's almost like being a sportsman. Yeah. Or it maybe is. Yeah. Don't come for me, dancers. I'm backing you up here. Yeah. But it's a full-on thing.
Yeah.
And it is, you're being forced to do stuff from a kid. Kind of get, not that he needs me to defend him, and I don't know the ins and outs, so again, like, don't jump on me for this. But in terms of, take this case away from them, I get how a dancer that's professional would have very strict training because that's all they know.
Yeah,
from diet to that's your life. Like being a sportsman, if you was a footballer, again, never been a footballer, shocking. But it would be very much like that. But then the other side of the coin, and I'm here for the girls, when it comes to having celeb partners, it's all very well having that militant style when training, but we have to remember, Strictly, it's an entertainment show.
Yeah.
We don't have to put people through their paces to the point that we're going to start affecting.
Exactly.
I don't know if it's been lit, but like, do you know what I mean? Mentally ill.
Yeah,
but,
making them
like,
cry.
We don't have to. Yeah. It don't have to be that. Because at the end of the day, and not taken away from the amazing celebs that do it, you're dancing around for 90 seconds on a dance floor on a Saturday night in Elstree, that there's some terrible shit going on in the world.
Yeah.
So let's not really make it that hardcore. Like, let's have the fun from it. Do you know, I remember around Widdicombe being dragged around.
Exactly, all those
other
days.
Was it Ed Balls that did Gangnam Style?
Yeah, exactly.
So let's not fucking make out that we're trying to cure fucking illness.
Yeah,
like, it's showbiz. It's a bit of lycra. You've had a lovely blow dry and a fake baked spray tan.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Exactly.
When
I
was in uni, I heard this beautiful phrase from one of our teachers. She was ex-BBC journalist, but she said, guys, it's just television. And always remember that because I feel like people in the television industry, they get so caught up in their own pizzazz that they feel like it's the end of the world. Like you said, they're not curing cancer. You're not like an open heart surgeon.
Yeah.
You're on TV wearing sparkly spandex.
Yeah.
Enjoy the ride.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, more on that. This seems to be the story that keeps on giving.
Keeps going.
So
moving
on, Stella, what else is on your radar?
So we're back to Love Island. This is time for a former star. So Jack Fowler, who was on, I believe it was season 4. This is when Jack and Danny won it.
Yes.
He was on Good Morning Britain this morning because basically he was on a flight to Dubai, I think, and he made it known to the air hostesses that he was allergic to peanuts, like a severe allergy, and that wasn't taken seriously to the point where he had to get his EpiPen out. And so he did like a big post showing like him like on the airline doing the EpiPen and going to the hospital. And
there
I don't
was
think
a photo of him on the oxygen.
Yeah, and this isn't the first time this has happened. I don't know if it's with the same airline, it's with a different airline. So I think he was just slamming people who are ignorant to people's allergies. And like, I'm allergic to peanuts as well. So it's just like, it's not as severe as like needing an EpiPen or anything.
Yeah.
But still, I've heard this is quite like a common theme that happens on aeroplanes where people are just not taking it as seriously.
I've actually been on a flight and like, I've never been diagnosed with an allergy. And this case reminds me to actually have an allergy test because I'm not going to say the chocolate bar in question, but I'm sure you can work it out. There's a certain chocolate bar that if I eat, that might have not seen it, or it's alleged to have something. Now, the actual, I don't know if you would call it a fruit itself, if I had it. So that's basically like back in the day, if I had like a Malibu and pineapple on holiday, shame, you know, you have a Mali and pineapple.
Yeah, love that.
That was always, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a chocolate bar that's got coconut in that gives me a very itchy throat. And the only way I could describe it is that I want to put my hand in my throat and just kind of scratch my throat, which obviously is very hard for me to do. Even though I've got a very big mouth, but I can't get my hand in there. So because of that, and that happened from a very young age, I've never ate that chocolate bar again. Yeah. Obviously, it's my allergy. It's nothing to do with the chocolate. And I've never been tested for it, but I can only put two and two together and kind of realise how it must be having an allergy like that.
Yeah.
And I just know to avoid that fruit now.
100%,
so for you, that someone's got a nut allergy, look, if you was on a plane or you was in a restaurant, and especially if you're saying to cabin crew, waiter, waitress, has this got something in it? So it's not even like you're just looking at a menu and relying on your own eyes.
Literally. If you've asked. He wasn't even given a menu. He'd asked for it. Oh,
this don't sound good for the airline.
Exactly.
And it's a very good airline. I do love travelling with this airline. We're not going to name them.
Yeah. But I mean, they were named on the news and everything today.
Okay, we'll go for it, Ellen. Name them.
No, I'm afraid.
You can't catch me.
We didn't reach out to them for a response, so we'll leave it until next week.
Certainly you're going on holiday, but like, I'm ready, like, sorry.
You're on the no-fly list. We don't know why. But it was a cashew curry. It was a cashew curry.
Exactly.
That was the
name. And they didn't know there was fucking nuts in a cashew curry.
And apparently he'd asked 3 times and he even double-checked. Then his mate double-checked when his throat started to close up. He said, are you sure there was no nuts in this cashew curry? But
what, taking the piss? Is there any nuts in this cashew?
Exactly.
So I'm going, is there any goat in this goat curry?
But apparently they were just told you can have curry or there's a tomato pasta dish or whatever. And he said, oh, the curry, is there nuts in it? They said, no.
Be terrible, but I'm sure you girls, I don't know, but if you have been in this situation, but obviously I've travelled a lot for work and have in the past, so even though I hate flying, we do what we do. But I've had cabin crew come over the tannoy as we're sat on the runway, whether it Heathrow, Stansted, whatever, not that that's relevant, but they will say, people, we've got someone or there's multiple people on this aircraft today that have a severe nut allergy. Yeah. Please don't even open a bag of nuts because like the aircon is shared around. Yeah. So you can't even open a bag of KP peanuts.
Yeah, I know, it's very dangerous.
So it's so dangerous because there's not even air there to circulate. Like, so you couldn't be in a more vulnerable situation.
Exactly, yeah. So, I just felt like that was quite an interesting one because especially as he shared that this isn't the first time that's happened to him and it's just like, oh, you've just got to be so careful.
Why do they serve stuff with nuts on in planes when people, like, it's the most severe allergy?
Exactly, yeah.
It's so common now that you've got,
there's so many other curries.
Yeah. Thank God it all ended all right and Jack's all right because I mean, he's doing well.
And he's spreading awareness now.
Spreading
so
awareness. And Jack's a salt as well, which always helps, you know. Yeah. I mean, so we're sending you love, Jack. You want to come into the studio, Jack, anytime, mate. One more showbiz.
Okay, one more. Okay, so there's Justin Timberlake. This is probably the biggest story at the moment.
Socials are blowing up.
Yeah, so he got arrested. I think it was a DUI in the Hamptons. And at first, because we didn't see pictures, there was nothing. Then the pictures came and the mugshot came. And everyone was like, wow, they wanted to catch this guy in 4K. It's the clearest mugshot you'll ever see. I've never seen a mugshot that
It almost looks like it's been through Facetune. So fucking clear.
It's like they were waiting for this day. Yeah.
We're
like
now
that.
In that era of mugshot where they're fucking like filtered.
Yeah, literally. And his eyes are so classy. I love the fact that he was like, I wasn't even that drunk, I was after one drink. And he looks hammered.
And it's a meme already.
Honestly, the people are just saying, oh, if it goes to court, oh, when is he gonna be released? It's gonna be May. Like, they're taking the mick out the NSYNC song. So like, people are just not letting up. They've got memes of Britney Spears being like, yes, go on. I'm like, oh my gosh.
But talking to Britney, she's jumped on socials.
Yeah.
People are putting two and two together. Yeah. Maybe they're getting four. Maybe they're getting 5 or 6. It ain't for us to discuss around this round table. But after the news, she posted a little photo of a cocktail and her legs in the pole.
Yeah. And she said something along the lines of, it's the little things.
It's the little things.
And as well, Ricky Gervais, as well, who as well is known for like no filter, not holding back, he tagged Justin Timberlake on Twitter with his handle being like, did you get a bottle of Dutch Barn vodka I sent you the other day? I was like,
oh,
yeah, people are just ready with the shade. They're quick with it.
Stella, it's an absolute pleasure as always.
Thank you so much
for coming in. Love having you in the studio. Hopefully see you really, really soon. Always
yes,
brings
definitely.
A showbiz tea. An absolute pleasure. Now, guys, we're going to go to a little break and then we're going to be joined by Manveer and we are getting all the tea. We've been talking Love Island a lot in showbiz at the top of the show. Let's see really what is going down in that villa in Mallorca. Let's take a break and we will be back in two.
Access All Areas continues next. FUBAR Radio.
Hey! FUBAR Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Mark from Married at First Sight UK.
See, at the wedding, you told Sean you were 26, but you're actually 36.
Yeah.
So drop in that decade. We ain't gone 1 or 2 years either side. What was going through your head when you put that? I'm going to shave off 10 years.
A third of your life.
Yeah.
It was instant reaction. As soon as anyone says to me, how old are you? I'm like 26. I just stopped counting after 26. Would I have told him? Probably not.
No. Ever?
Well, maybe when we're 80 years old and we've got the grandkids running round.
Except
like,
you wouldn't be 80 years old. You'd be 90.
Yeah, you'd be 90. I'd be 26 still. I'd be going around the corner for some more injections.
Joining me now, the former leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, MP. And there you are stood with hundreds of thousands of people at Glastonbury singing, oh, Jeremy Corbyn. What is that like?
It was quite extraordinary. It was an amazing experience, and I was very pleased we did it. We wrote, the office got very excited about Glastonbury. Every single person in the office thought it was necessary for them to be at Glastonbury.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Yeah.
Every single one said it's really necessary for them to come. The
Dating Show. I'm friends with a fair few sort of exes, and I think you can be friends with an ex, but I genuinely do. But I do think that it's timing is everything with that.
I think it depends what you cast as a friend.
Yeah,
are you talking about you know, someone you're going to hang out with on your sofa? Like, if you've already shagged, you know, isn't that a bit weird?
I think that's a different level of friend. I think that's a different level of... You can be friends with someone. You can't be, like, best fucking friends with someone. I mean, I've got exes that I talk to about their current partners and whatever else, and they'll tell me about that sort of stuff. But I wouldn't say, oh, do you want to come over for fucking Chinese and chill on the sofa?
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio.
And just in case you didn't get it from that lovely little advert, you're listening to FUBAR Radio, and this is Access All Areas, and yes, we are very much live. Now, we are here by the legend, fresh out of the Love Island villa, Manveer. Let's get all the tea on Love Island this series. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, all good, thank you. Thank you for having me, guys.
You're so welcome. Thank you for taking the time to join us. I'm sure you're a very busy lad at the minute. Mm-hmm. Let's talk. Where's your head at the minute?
Yeah, just processing it all, really. It's been a whirlwind since I landed on Thursday.
Yep.
But it's been so good. Honestly, the outpour has been so positive. All the kind messages and comments. Because, as you know, it can go either way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just feeling so grateful right now and really excited for the next steps.
Can I just say it's wonderful to actually see you, because you were rarely shown on the show. Like, people are saying you were edited out of that series, and you were the, like, voted the most handsome going in. Yeah. So I was thinking,
you are a salt, mate. I don't know about you.
You are a sort. But we did not see you. Whenever they'd done the little campfire bit, sitting around the fire, and then I saw you,
fire
got
pit.
A glimpse of you. Fire pit. Thanks, Bobby. Doesn't even watch it.
She gets confused between jungle.
around the fire bit. And then I'd see you. I'd be like, do you know what? Haven't seen him at all this episode. What happened there? Did you get anything from the producers about why you weren't in it?
I wasn't aware of that, obviously. I was doing my thing. Obviously, I was grafting. I was having conversations. But obviously, there was a lot of drama. And I feel like when you sit down at 9 o'clock in the evening, would you want to follow the drama? Mm. Not me chirps and everyone. So I think that's probably why you didn't see too much of me. Mm. That's the only reason I can think of, to be honest. I was doing a lot of face masks and scrambling a lot of eggs.
But, you were too nice. That's what happened.
But obviously, it wasn't exciting enough.
So, what's your thoughts, mate? Social media is going crazy at the minute in terms of like Love Island, and there's a lot of upset people about Samantha being dumped from the villa last night. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, she literally just called me about an hour ago.
Oh yeah,
and she's obviously livid for obvious reasons. But yeah, my thoughts on it. Watching it the other day, it was a tough watch because obviously being so close to Samantha in the villa, you could clearly see she had good, you know, strong feelings for Joey, but it wasn't reciprocated. And you know, no physical touch, no intimacy. And then Grace walks in, slaps one right on the lips, right on the day bears in front of her. She feels obviously embarrassed, but I spoke to her an hour ago and she's doing well. She's obviously getting a lot of love, and she'll come out of this bigger and better, I'm sure.
So in terms of, like you say, you've just put the phone down from her and she's livid. What is she actually saying about it? What's her thoughts from the horse's mouth? Where's she at now? Like, you say she's livid, tell us.
Yeah, look, I don't want to go into too much detail.
Oh, you can, if it's called Access All Areas. We access every area here. It's only us three.
I'll get in trouble.
No, you won't. Say Bobby said. I'll take the blame.
Look, she just feels like she wasn't able to do what she wanted to do, and some of it was a little bit... She feels like she was a little bit restricted in what she could have done with certain situations. Not saying it's... scripted or anything like that. Right. It's just sometimes it's really difficult to go have a conversation with someone. There's timing and all these types of things. And yeah, she just feels like it didn't go her way, and it could have gone a different way if certain things had panned out differently. But it's really hard to. I know I'm tiptoeing around it.
And I appreciate it. Just to in terms of engineer, do you mean between Islanders themselves or a production as a whole engineered, just so I know, like, is it more that a bit of both?
Yeah,
because there's a rumor.
Obviously, they stop you from having conversations and stuff, and there's timing things, but yeah, look,
because there is a rumor that Grace was sent in and she was always meant to couple up with Joey. So, do you think there might be some, you know, no smoke without fire when it comes to that rumor? Do you think that they were always meant to be together, and Grace and Joey knew before going into the villa that they were going to be power couple?
You've hit the nail on the head there. No smoke without fire. You know, you can speculate all day long. You know, I think everyone has a view on it. But, you know, the way they've come in, it seems like they've known each other for a little while, and you don't know. Obviously, there's a past there. How strong is that past? Who knows? But, you know, she's come in and they've coupled up straight away. And I feel really sorry for Samantha because she's a class girl. And she put herself like a placeholder. You know, she mentioned that. And, yeah, it was sad to see because she actually had genuine feelings towards Joey. And I'm sure Joey did as well, but not as strong as, you know, Grace and stuff. So...
What's the word on the curb, so to speak, in the villa? What's the situation in terms of what is the actual history? Are they exes, or do we? What's the setup? Because I've not seen a few episodes, so excuse me, but obviously I'm seeing stuff on social, and some people are saying they're exes. Some are saying,
well,
it was a shag, let's put it what it is. Like, do we actually know, obviously this is alleged, do we know what's what yet?
Two of them came into the villa basically saying that they were dating for a few months, wasn't it? But it was long distance, like texting.
Yeah, so my understanding is they've had a roll around and they were talking and there was a distance issue.
Yeah.
I think Joey wanted her to move down to Essex. And she couldn't do it at the time. That's my understanding on it. Yeah. Obviously, I don't know.
Of course.
Now she wants to move to London.
And scrambled eggs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll stay out of the drama. But my understanding is there was a past there, and I don't know how strong, but you can see watching that there's a strong connection.
Yeah.
In terms of, on the topic of Joey, what was your fault as one of the lads when Joey rocks up? And I don't know if you was ever a fan of Towie back in the day. Thank you very much. And now it's reciprocated. So was you a fan of Towie back in the day? And what was your thoughts when Joey Essex just bowls up into the Villa? You'd be like, fuck a duck, what's going on?
Yeah, scrambled, to be honest with you, mate. I did watch a little bit back in the day. My mum is a big fan. So
oh, send her my love.
In the background. Yeah, so I've seen snippets. But yeah, with Joey stepping in, looking across at the boys, we're like, yeah, we're fucked here. You got a juggernaut in the shape of Joey Essex stepping in with all the clout, the body, the looks, and all the rest of it. Mm. You're like, I'm little old Mumby from Surbiton. How am I going to compete now? Mm. So, yeah, it was tough. And it definitely changed the dynamic. And, of course, Sam, he really suffered from that, you know. Mm. And he's a class act. He's a lovely boy. He didn't get a chance. And, yeah, that's just the way the cookie crumbles, unfortunately.
I want to see you and Sam back in Casa Amor or something. I want you guys to get another
shot. It's got to happen.
Start a petition now.
Start a petition. Would you go back in if they asked you to go back in and shake things up?
Yeah, the thing is, right, I didn't really have a connection with any of the girls. Look, they're all lovely, but they weren't a bit of me. Mm-hmm. And you can say that's vice versa, you know. Mm-hmm. So for me to go back into Casa Amor...
You want me to come with you? You want me to come in with you?
Yeah, come in with
me,
Bobby. You'd be my wingman.
I'll take wingman. I was hoping for something else, but I'll take wingman. Yeah. I'm only joking, mate. I'm only joking.
Me and Grace, they're ledge. I'll definitely have a go with them. So, yeah, if it's Casa Amor or Love Island USA or wherever it may be, All Stars, if I'm still single, I'm bang up for it because... I've got a lot to show, and you guys only saw a small bit.
Yeah, we want to see more. What's your thoughts on being voted the best looking on social media?
Oh, obviously, it's nice, isn't it? It's all subjective, but yeah, I'm going to run with it.
Yeah, you've got to.
I'm seeing the face cards and all the comments, and I can't lie, I'm obviously buzzing. So it's sweet. It is really sweet, and they're all good-looking people in there, but to be voted best looking, yeah, it's not bad. Yeah.
Speaking of good-looking people in there, I know you said you didn't really have a connection with any of the girls in there, but if you were out of the current cast, shag, marry, avoid, what would it be?
Shag, marry, avoid. I'd probably shag Grace, marry Mimi, and avoid Jess.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Mimi's class, as you can tell, holds herself really well. So,
lady. Yeah, I always ask my guests when they come on, I like to talk about DMs and what goes down. Now, obviously, you're a straight lad, so, but that don't stop social media. And especially celebrity girls I have on my show, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? Had any blue tick dick sliding in? I'm sure your phone
to the DMs, that is.
It's like sliding into the DMs. I'm sure some of them sliding into them. Who knows? I don't judge. 2024, do what you want to do, girls. What's going on in the DMs? Are you getting naughty pictures from fans, girls? Are you getting the odd little pic? I bet they're popping the DMs.
Yeah, the DMs are doing all right. I've got a lot of cousins, big family, so they're all touching base.
Yeah.
There's a few girls in there as well. I've had some fruity videos come through.
Oh, tell us a little bit more.
You wanna go there?
Yeah, we're going there. Access all areas, mate.
I've had one girl send me like videos of herself, and I'm like, what's going on here? So, yeah, explicit content's been thrown about. Obviously, I'm not sending anything back.
No.
Well, I'll shoot myself in the foot, obviously.
They'll end up on the front page of The Sun.
What's in the video? You say explicit. Is it just body parts or the video is... Tell us more. Access all areas.
Well, yeah, she's playing with herself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, she's doing all sorts. So,
she's a girl. Yeah. Did you reply?
He saved that one.
Nah, I didn't reply. Of course not. I'll be banging trouble.
Oh, mate, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. It's been an absolute pleasure. Sorry it ended how it did for you, but I think you're going to do all right. Do you know what I mean? You've got the fan and the public on your side.
Yeah.
And remember, you're voted the number one salt of the Villa. Yeah. And who knows? There's still a long time to go on that series. And like we say, I think there's a few people that have come out that are fan favourites, as you very much was as well, that people are kind of calling to go back. And I kind of think if production play their cards right, it could be quite explosive mid-series to get some of these fan favourites back in there because there's unfinished business.
100%.
100%. You only saw a small part of me, and I've got a lot to give. So if it is an opportunity to go back in there, mm-hmm. I'm all for it. Bang up for it, and you'll see more of me for sure. Now I've experienced it, I know what it's all about, and yeah, I'll definitely throw myself into the mix.
Yeah, no more face masks and cooking.
No.
You have to go straight for the jugular. Start breaking hearts.
Yeah, that's it. It's cause some carnage.
Absolutely. Exactly. Mate, thank you so much. An absolute pleasure for taking the time out and to speak with us, because
thank you for having me.
It's been a great chat, great interview, and keep it up, mate. You're a good man.
Thank you, mate. Cheers, Ellen.
You're very welcome. Cheers, I'm going to let you go back to your DMs and see what's going on in there.
You can slide in as well, Bobby.
I'll slide in after the show.
Don't tempt him.
Take care, mate. Bye. Guys, right, we're going to take a little break, and then we are going to be back with my little pre-record that I did literally minutes before going live with Sorrel and Jack, talking all about their new podcast. And if you don't know, they are TikTok sensations. Let's take a break and we will be back in two.
Access All Areas continues next. FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents
Show. Because I don't see a problem watching porn if you're in a relationship.
No, I don't either. No. I don't see.
I don't see that as a massive deal. But if there is actually someone on the other end of that, is it then a bit dodgy?
Well, let's think. So say you're in bed with your beautiful partner and she gets out of bed at 2 a.m, leaves you in bed, you're laying there all cozy and happy. She goes into the bathroom and you hear her talking to another man and being sexually aroused over it. And I imagine masturbation. So if you'd walked in on her masturbating live with another guy, how would that make you feel?
Yeah, I'd be fucked off, actually, I think.
Every Friday, FUBAR Radio.
Hello, guys. Can you hear me?
We can.
How are you both doing?
Yeah, well, thank you. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Really good. Whereabouts are you?
We are on Whitechapel Road.
Yes.
East. London.
How's your day going? Been busy?
Yeah, we've been filming. We're literally in the middle of an episode about LGBT representation, and we're about to go straight back to it. So
happy days, can relate. I'm all about the gays. Your glasses are giving me life, hun.
Oh, thanks, darling. I'm in my Edna Mode era.
Stun. I'm loving the era. So, guys, let's start with your brand new podcast, because I love the concept of this. So it's called Famously in Love, and it's about, is it your favourite celeb couples?
So somewhat, yeah. It's basically every episode takes a different theme. So, for instance, we've had can you be friends with an ex? Or we did one that was about wags just today. And then each episode brings in different celeb couples or love triangles or whatever it may be to back up kind of that topic for that episode.
And has this been something that's been in like the pipeline for a while? Have you been thinking about it and thought, you know what, now's the time? Because it is such a cracking concept, because iconically there have been some amazing celeb couples. Sadly, not many make it. Which almost is even more heartbreaking. I'm still of an era that I'm still longing for Brad and Jen to get back.
Really?
I'm showing me age now, but I think Jen's well and truly over it.
Yeah, no,
I think she is. I don't think he deserves much happiness now.
No.
I must say.
You think karma's a bitch?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. He should have known better.
Yeah.
Words of Jen.
Love it. Who would be your favourite of all time celeb couples, both of you? Intrigued to know.
So, talking about wags, we spoke a lot today about David Beckham and Victoria. And
goals!
I just think, like, the twists and turns of it all, but still being together, like, that to me is peak celeb. Like, just, they've given us so many highs and lows.
Chef
so many
kiss. Meetings,
so many moments. Like, that's what I want from my celebs.
Yeah.
For me, do you know what? I just love a good power couple. We did an episode about power couples.
Oh.
And there's just something so, like, Beyonce, Jay-Z, like,
yes.
I want them to reign highly. I want them to be girl bossing, man bossing, just bossing throughout, and yeah. us obsessed with them separately and together.
So do you have a favourite Hun of all time, whether they're together or not now?
A favourite Hun? That is a question. I will ride for Katie Price. Long time, you know. I just think there's something about the Pricey that, like, she, again, it's the fact that she, there's nothing that's not happened to her in her life,
yeah.
is the point.
Yeah.
There's, you know.
In what era, when she was with Pete, in terms of being a celeb couple?
I mean, I'm not the biggest Pete fan in the world, so I guess I loved her at that point, and I'm yeah. glad that she's not with him anymore. I just think, just everything about her, I just think she's just given us so much to talk about, if nothing else. Like the fact that a horse ran away, a German Shepherd got died on a driveway, that whole thing on the... I mean, that was just...
What a meme.
Classic.
When everyone's like calling in sick. My dog's got run over, my dog's dead. Had a kidnap threat.
All because you had one too many tequilas the night before. Yeah,
love her.
Oh, my, absolutely. So you guys ain't here for a Brad and Jen reunion?
No. Do you know who I did that
for? I love the honesty. She's like, no.
No, we're not.
No, we're over that train. Don't get back together. Jennifer's
much better.
You are above Mr. Agreed. Brad. But anyways, yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris.
Oh, yes.
I did like them as a couple. And I think... Again, Gwen carries that couple for me because...
She's so... we did a deep dive into this on a couple of episodes ago.
Love.
But every single thing that she says is golden. Like, whether she means for it to be or not. Like, yeah. the fact that they originated the... Well, they came up with the term consciously uncoupling. Like,
iconic.
The whole thing with her ski trial. It's all so iconic. Like,
yeah, minge candles.
Minge candles.
Gold dildos. Fuck me, the Birchie can sell anything honestly, on Goop, and people will buy it, and I'm here for
I'll
it.
I'll buy it.
Have you bought yourself a gold dildo, Jack?
I'm about to, just after this call.
I think they're a few grand, but I've heard they're very, very... I think they're real gold, which seems cold to me.
If you don't like them, you just melt it down and make a few rings, don't you?
Happy days, happy days. So what can we expect to hear from the new podcast? Is it a deep delve into all things celeb couples and power couples? Or
I mean, there's lots of different angles we look at love from, basically.
Yeah.
We're looking at, like we said, WAGs. We're looking at LGBTQ+. We're looking at... We just take an era and we run with it. And the research on it also has been something that we found quite interesting, because you might be aware of like a specific couple, but you actually don't know the full ins and outs of everything that's happened throughout their relationship.
Yes.
And
very
as
true.
Pop culture lovers, we're just like, give me more. We
the
want
fact
more.
We're learning though as well, is what's crazy. Like when we're doing the research, you know, we all know about like Charles, Diana and Camilla.
Yes.
But I had no idea that Charles used to date Diana's older sister, that Charles dated Camilla ages before and then went back to it. Like all that kind of stuff. Even as like pop culture, I would like to call myself pop culture aficionado. Like it's my job. All I ever do is like consume memes. There's still so much that I'm learning. So I think what's fun, hopefully for a listener, is that wherever they're at in their understanding of pop culture, they're still going to learn stuff from the pod, which is great. And then we also have a sister podcast called Famously on Trial, which is basically about famous court cases. Yeah, so
fuck,
that's,
I'm here Stacey for that. Dean. I'm obsessed with like true crime and stuff.
Listen, it's sick. So ours, we have new episodes every Tuesday. Theirs is every Thursday, and that's with Larry Dean and Stacey Dooley. So it's fun.
Two
doses of celeb every week.
Oh, I'm literally gonna be writing that down now and down. Like I am here for that. That is like my go-to kind of, which seems a little bit weird when you go, I love true crime, but I can go to bed listening to true crime, watching true crime murders. And the irony is, I've never seen a Saw film in my life. Like I'm very like, horrors, I can't do horror, but I can deep delve and go balls deep into true crime and hear all things crime, which is fascinating. I think obviously the blow up of social media, the world we're in now, and I think we've seen, without going into too many details, in past cases over recent months and years, but as a public and a whole, people want to get involved and try and solve crimes that are happening in real life.
Well, oh, yeah. Hell, baby reindeer, look.
Oh, my. Yeah. What's your thoughts on that baby reindeer, by the way, both of you?
Do you know what? Regardless of my thoughts on the actual thing, the memes were absolutely sending me. And like the AI versions of what she said and stuff. It's been a powerhouse, hasn't it?
I could spend hours reading her Facebook her Facebook statuses.
And maybe we will in a future episode.
Just hours and hours of her just basically mind dumping anything that comes into her head. So the whole baby reindeer thing, a phenomenon in itself.
Because now it's kind of blowing up to, I mean, obviously the Netflix series has become iconic. My producer here, literally once a week, I go on my Instagram stories and I'm like, oh, guys, what can you recommend? Because my followers are just the best at recommending things. And my producer takes the piss out of me because she's like, right, you've got to watch this, you've got to watch that. So just so happened this week, I turned around and I was like, what are you watching? What can you recommend? I think it had come out the day before or 2 days before. She's like, Bob, you've got to get on Baby Reindeer. I thought, what the fuck's Baby Reindeer? It's not even Christmas. Oh, I thought it was going to be like some Christmassy kind of hockey.
The name does not match the
show. No, it really don't relate. Anyway, when I say I was obsessed, balls deep, binged, is it 6 or 7 episodes? Mm-hmm. I couldn't stop watching. But like so many true crime, I don't know if you could call, I guess it is a crime, allegedly, shall we say. You kind of want more, and I want an aftermath, which is why I struggle with like unsolved crime, because I will invest so much time into things. And I get to the end and I'm like, I want a conclusion. Where did she go? Where did that family that disappeared in America just end up? And they go into their house and there's still cornflakes in a bowl and coffee in a jug and they've never been seen. I always want the follow-up. But for that, I think we're reliving and going through almost a Baby Reindeer Part 2 with the Piers Morgan interview, her now allegedly suing Netflix and Richard Gadd. What's your thoughts on that, where this is going to go in terms of like the court case? And
I honestly don't know. But I also feel like, I think that's the reason why I kind of like the podcast, is because we look at like historic stuff. Because when you look at it as it's going on, like in real time, it's a bit surreal. Like this is Richard's real life story and he's having to like relive all of this trauma. Well, you know, and I have to probably say alleged a little bit because...
The queens are saying alleged. We have to in our line of work, don't we? Just because we're like, don't sue us.
And so I don't know. I don't know how it's going to pan out, but it's very, very weird to now be seeing it in real time. You know,
I think you're right as well. Like the fun thing about with the pod of ours, like with Famously in Love, it's great because we get to we know that closure. So you know where you're saying you often listen to pods and you're like, I invested an hour of that. And then they go, and unfortunately, the trial still remains. Yeah. Like you don't know what happened. Yeah. We're like, we get to have the conclusion of all these things when we're looking at all these past situations. When we did the Wags thing earlier, it was all about the World Cup 2006. Like that's been gone. We can talk about.
Yeah,
exactly. So it's nice for us to have that resolve at the end of each episode, that we kind of like cycle round, know that it's all concluded, and know where we sit with our opinions on everything.
Yeah. It's kind of all boxed up and wrapped up lovely with a little bow on it, which is what we want. Don't be a prick tease, where you just stick the tip in and then we don't get no more than that. Do you know what I mean? If you're going in, go in, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, hon, obviously, we've got to talk about your legendary Love Island commentary. How did this all come about? Because you've become an icon.
Oh, wow. I mean, listen, I am like majority of the Great British public where I am obsessed with Love Island when it started. Throughout the seasons, we've been gone through the ups and downs with them. I think it's such an iconic thing just for whoever is watching at that time. Summer Love Island is just, there's something so obsessive about it. Like, I just love watching it and I love.
Yeah.
And I found that when I was like talking to my mates or whatever after an episode, we would have so many opinions. And then during the pandemic, you know, it just was like, let me grab my phone. And instead of talking to me mates on the group chat, I'm also going to put it on TikTok. And I didn't think it was going to become a thing. People were now demanding, you know, after every episode. And I was like, guys, I wasn't expecting it, but I love the community. And it's just kind of like, we were saying earlier today, like, there's just something so uniting about, like, certain moments in the UK. The summer brings us together as a community. Mm-hmm. The football brings us together when it's like Euros or World Cup, it brings us together. Mm-hmm. And Love Island brings us together mm-hmm. as a community. And it's wholesome. It's very, very wholesome.
So as a Love Island aficionado, what's your thoughts and now what's happening? And also initially, when you heard that Joey Essex was going into the villa, first time we've ever seen a celeb in their own right going in to the villa. What was your thoughts on that concept? And then fast forward where we're at now, because there's a lot going on the old socials, which are like, everyone's always got something to say. And I love that people can voice their opinions, but it's kind of, that's taken on a mind of its own, isn't it? The last night or two.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I feel like the Love Island that we had back in the day where, you know, we would get the regular degulars who, you know, they're grabbing Christy, who works in Tesco's, to come on Love Island.
Yeah.
That was like when it was at its purest.
Yeah.
I think some of the fans are a little bit upset that, you know, you're getting some celebrities in. But at the same time, Joey brings in numbers. He has a fan base. He brings in the audience.
Yeah.
So personally, listen, if you're going to add some value, fine. But I think for me personally, I love the idea of like me not knowing a thing about anyone who's going on this show and falling in love with them and watching them fall in love. I'm just a hopeless romantic and I love that whole aspect of it. And
just love.
I love love.
She loves love.
I think that's kind of the reason why Famously in Love exists, because yeah. I'm obsessed with love. I just love the fact that like I can watch people and kind of follow them on their, mm-hmm. you know,
on their kind
their
of on their journey, which I hate their is journey. The most overused word in reality TV, I know, but there is no other word to use. It is a journey.
Exactly.
Talking of reality TV, Mr. Jack, got to ask you, so obviously a lot of people will know you started at X Factor back yeah. in the day. Now, there's a lot going on with X Factor at the minute because it's alleged, shall we say, that there's a little bit of beef between One Direction and Simon. Mm-hmm. You've come out and told people publicly that you see Simon as an amazing guy. You've had nothing but a great relationship with him because he was your mentor, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
What's your situation on the 1D boys and the Simon Cowell situation?
So the main thing I've seen recently was just about him saying his big regret was that he didn't keep the name right. Because that was the main thing yeah. that we've heard of. And I think obviously it just speaks to the fact that he comes into the whole thing with a very business man mindset. And I will say that's the way that it was when I was on the show. It was like he was our mentor. We didn't really see an awful lot of him just because he was... half the time he was in LA and half the time he was back here. And
which gets about.
Yeah, it does get about. And I think it's fair to say that he is very financially minded. I think, you know, that's, we know that of him.
Yeah.
That's why he's created so many concepts and stuff. I don't really have an awful lot, like, opinion-wise, obviously, because I can't even imagine what it's like having been in 1D and how that all was.
Because Louis and Niall, people. I love that people keep track on who follows who. And I'm sure yeah. you've had it in the past to go, well, so-and-so's unfollowed, or are they still friends?
Yeah.
But Noel and Louis have both allegedly unfollowed Simon on the gram.
Right. I mean, I can't imagine that they keep in particularly close contact with him.
No. They're not in a group chat, I don't think, anymore.
No, and I don't think they're in a group chat with each other, even as the boys anymore, you know? So I think, I guess, particularly for people like Harry, I can imagine that there's just... he's so far beyond that now. I can't see a reunion with them, honestly, ever
no.
happening because their careers are at such different places. But I'd imagine it's just another like, oh, okay, you said this about the group name. Like, well, whatever, because it doesn't really affect me because I'm Harry and I'm doing my thing. So,
yeah,
it's not, it hasn't actually really, like, crossed my mind that much. I feel fortunate that I don't really have, like, horror stories to say
yeah.
about having been on the show.
So your time on the show, did you have an amazing experience on X Factor?
It was
very overwhelming. Because it's a machine of a show. And
yeah,
you kind of, by the time you went on, social media was a thing. Whereas in the early days, the winners and the contestants, it wasn't a thing social, do you know what I mean? Whereas everyone, yeah. as we know, wants to throw their two pence in.
Yeah, for sure. I think for me, I had a nice experience. It's overwhelming, as in, of course it is, like you're thrown into a situation where you've never had a platform like that before. But it's enjoyable. It prepared me well for what I do nowadays as a job, you know, like even with the pod and stuff, it's helpful to, I think, to have gone through those cycles of social media and how people perceive you and stuff, because it gives you a bit of a thicker skin to be able to work in the industry longer like we are now.
Absolutely. And final question, guys, and I'll let you crack back on, so I know you're both very busy people. Podcast wise, who would be for you the dream podcast guest?
Oh, well, you know, funnily enough, you talking about Simon, we spoke quite a lot about Simon and Sunita recently in one of our episodes about if you can be friends with an ex or not.
Love it.
So I feel like we were actually talking about it, saying Sunita would be such an iconic guest.
Sunita.
Yeah. In her palm lobes.
Yeah, exactly. If she rocked up, and it's a visual podcast too, we have all our cameras going. So can you imagine if Sunita rocked up in her palm leaves? I think we'd have to be mindful on the close-ups.
There's the social content sorted for you.
Yeah, there's a viral clip.
I absolutely love it.
Honestly, like any of the Huns, like if we could get Pricey on, like we just love Hun culture. She loves love more than anyone you've ever met. I'm more in it for like, I just, the memes and the Huns and like the goss is what the side that I really adore. So I think, yeah, it's like, or Wags, like if we could get Colleen Rooney in.
I want someone,
Miss Investigator.
I want someone who doesn't care about like media training either. Someone who's just going to come in and spill the tea. Stop caring about how you look online. We're here. We're a community. We love one another. Tell me what
so
you get.
So then, with that in mind, I think Gwyneth Paltrow, because she says whatever comes to mind.
Exactly.
So I think I'm sure we can get her on easily. Yeah.
She'll be more up for it. Do you know what I mean? Just put a link to Goop on, and you're there.
No, exactly.
Just quickly, I want to get your last opinion on, because you were saying about. You was talking about connexes be friends. So both of you, what's your thoughts? Do you think you can be friends with an ex? It's the time old question.
Well, I think firstly you'll have to listen to the episode because we had very differing opinions.
Oh,
I personally think you can. But I think there's also a whole lot to be said about gay relationships versus straight relationships.
Yeah.
In that regard, where you know we delve into it a lot more on the pod episode, but like. I'm someone who is friends with a lot of the people who I've dated before, and then I have friends who've dated that person, but we're all still mates. Whereas I feel like in straight world, we got into it a lot, but like, very much not Sorrel's mindset.
Listen, I think you can be friends with an ex, but why would you want to be? They're an ex for a reason. Move on. And that doesn't mean there's animosity. It just means the time's up. You had me, you've lost me. Bye. Do you know what I mean?
So the pod is full of this.
Basically, it's constantly.
I love it. Guys, thank you so much for coming on Access All Areas. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you as my guest on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Best of luck with the pod. I'll let you crack back on. See you soon.
You. Bye.
Bye, guys.
FUBAR Radio presents.
Joining us now, we have Muhammad Ali, author who is currently writing a book about India under Narendra Modi. Mr. Ali, thank you so much for joining us. And so I wondered if you could give us perspective to our listeners, what life is like for an Indian Muslim right now. Are they at risk of violence at any point in their life?
So right now, Muslims have stopped. They're very cautious not to appear as Muslims in day-to-day lives. Like they've stopped wearing skull caps, they've stopped eating meat in public spaces. And what has happened is that every idea and everything associated with Muslims have been illegitimized and have been criminalized in India today.
Every Thursday, FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to FUBAR Radio. Yes, we are live on Access All Areas.
Yes, we are.
Show. What a lovely show.
So good, isn't it?
Great pre-record there with the guys. Fab chat with all our guests today.
Yeah,
loved
definitely.
It.
I'm loving all the Love Island goss going. Do you know when it first started as well? I was thinking, oh, great, this is going to be a boring series. Like, I wasn't really into it and I didn't even really want to watch it. I was like, I'm going to kind of have to do it for the showbiz bits. But now it's really giving, I feel.
And I think it runs that risk, especially as years go on, because like all formats become stale. Let's have it right.
Yeah.
And I think this is what's good about Love Island and ITV is I think they've realised that.
Yeah.
And whether you agree or not with a celebrity going in, it's mick things up.
Yeah.
they've taken Casa Amor away this year. I think they know that that's kind of become a bit stale, because back in the day when that was introduced, Islanders didn't know that was going to happen. Whereas now, if you're getting on Love Island, you know that's going to happen. So people are second-guessing Casa Amor.
Exactly. And you know what? I'm delighted they took away those bloody challenges that they had people doing in their swimsuits. You know, they do the slow-mo with the sludge and the all this. They were so boring to watch. I used to skip past them. So I'm so glad. Thank you for listening to the fans, Love Island.
Some of the games can be a little bit like, ooh. And they also do the mean tweet one, which obviously I think has been taken away for obvious reasons with what's happened in the past. Totally. I think with mental health and that.
Yeah, but hopefully they still do the movie night, because that's really good. And at least then people get to see who's cheating on who. And
Who's doing naughty things. Yeah. Well, we're here for it. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. You know we love you. And we will both be back this time next week. So tune in. 6 o'clock, Access All Areas on Foodbar Radio.
Bye.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.